April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 presents readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today we'll hear poetry by Caitlin Durst from West Branch, Michigan, who is currently a senior at Northern Michigan University studying poetry.
The city of Chicago tears down public housing projects and hopes to rid violence, dissolve crime, accidentally leaves millions homeless. Loss is here, the page blank. I watch my ghetto burn. Sometimes I wake up and just want to sink. Days are traffic jam. In Chicago, I am starving for my next sin. Loss is here, and the page is blank. CBS News said, Chicago's gonna find out. This place is a blot, no more than a sinking lot. I thought I was okay, but I drank those words, and then I spit up black ink. Sometimes I wake up, and I just want to sink. At dark, the lake reminds me this city ain't fake. It washes me up in blood of Cabrini, Ida B's, Julia C. Yeah, the blood of Horner, Dearborn, and Taylor. Blood of Ickes, ABLA, and Stateway. I thought we'd rebuild like Daly said, but I'm street corner. I'm female wanderer. I'm Chicago's widower. Sometimes I wonder if I will look at that blank lot, see my loss, see my mother. She's counting coins for my burial insurance now. She's uncurling roaches from my bed springs now. She's singing now. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land. Tell the pharaohs to let my people go. She don't look up when I slam that door screen. She just steams with her beans in that pot. Seems resilient. Seems silent. Seems to have seen our projects rise out of that steam. Seems to have seen our pain walk out of that steam. Loss is here and the page is blank. Sometimes I wake up and just want to sink. Yeah, I wake up and just want to sink. Rememory. The idea of remembering. Not remembering where your father's hand sounds on your back. Not remembering that he hid the house key under the third rock. Not remembering you can swim despite his stories of deep off-blue segregated pools. It's remembering your body, putting fingers back into hands, curving your cheeks, straightening your neck, trying to remember how to feet, remember how to eyes, remember how to thighs. No, you don't want those hands there, knowing you didn't know your body could shake or your bones could open. You hear, you should love your skin. You should love your hair. You should love your stomach. You should love your toenails. You try to go back to a place you love, even if it's just in your re-memory. That same spot where honeysuckle hangs, pull the petal from its stem, dew drops to your mouth. Remember how to say goodbye. Remember, it's not good. Try to make him disappear or reappear. Remember the way he stood in the station at DuPont Circle, drowning in lights, sinking into the tunnel.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.